Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, I'm Adam Epstein. We've got Stubb running the ones and twos. Biff is our intern for the summer. And we were talking college hoops, and joining us right now, a special guest on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline covering all things UVA. It's our buddy Preston Willett. What's going on, Preston?
I'm good, Adam. How you doing this summer day?
Good. So just to catch you up, the discussion has been on expanding the NCAA tournament. I feel like it's inevitable. I am absolutely for it. I do think it's so important that these college kids get the opportunity to make it into the NCAA tournament. I'm still upset, even though Florida won it all. The SEC got almost every team from their league into the NCAA tournament. Where do you weigh in on all things NCAA expansion talk?
You're taking a little bit of a swerve because most of the talk is against it. I'm probably pretty neutral on it. I understand why they want to do it. They've talked about this in a lot of different sports of, you know, you got to have the competitive balance and, you know, the access to championships has to be equal, you know, compared to the number of teams you have. Personally, I like 64. I like 68 is fine. The first four doesn't really do it for me.
Yeah.
Having to cover Virginia a couple years in that first four, I could have done without that. So I mean, I understand the business side of it. But also, you know, people love the 64 because it just makes sense.
Right.
And the 68 to a certain extent too. It makes sense because, you know, the office brackets are nice and clean. There's not, you know, you don't have to get your brackets in any earlier because no one cares about the first four games. So you're just adding more games that people don't really care about. And I know people say, oh, well, I'm sure more mid-major teams will get in too. I honestly doubt it. I think it's going to be mostly Power Four teams. Maybe it's the other two teams from the SEC that didn't get in.
Right.
They just add them all in there.
Right. And that's why
the ACC gets one more.
Right. And that's why I do feel like if you expand, you have to do it with a set of ground rules. Like if you're Texas and you're below 500 in the SEC, I don't care what your out-of-conference schedule looks like. You can't get in to the tournament because you can't win a damn game in your conference. And so there would have to be ground rules in place. But I like the point you brought up. Everyone loves 64. I don't love 68. And I don't think the first four is done right at all because the 11-11 is a good game. The 16-16 is a complete waste of time. And so my thing is, well, You already expanded. So all the people that say 68 is the right number, you're wrong. 64 was the right number. And so you already did 68. Why not go to 72 or 76 or all the way up to 96 and just make it so, all right, the tournament starts Thursday. The first four is Tuesday and Wednesday. But it's just two games Tuesday, two games Wednesday. Why don't you have eight games Tuesday, eight games Wednesday? And then by the time you get to that Thursday, everybody's got their clean 64-team bracket. It's back to normal, but you expanded the field and you made it easier for mid-major schools to get into the tournament, to get another ACC school in, or to get another Mountain West school in. But I just feel like you have to expand and you have to have ground rules for it, though.
It's already broken, so just keep going.
Yeah.
you're going to have to adjust the spring break schedules a little bit because people are going to be trying to take that whole week off of work.
I'd be okay with that. Make it a national. I've always thought that Thursday should be a national holiday.
Yeah.
So I'm starting to get excited for year one of Coach Ryan Odom at UVA and a new addition, right? Give us the latest for UVA Hoops.
Well, first of all, you know, we've all been calling him Tyster Ritter, but Ryan Odom's been referring to him as Tester Ritter. So, you know, for people on the radio and, you know, podcasts like you and I, you know, I guess we'll have to get that pronunciation corrected once he finally arrives on grounds, which at this point seems like it's still a little bit ways off, maybe later this summer, August probably, when they come back and do their next round of practice and stuff. So he, you know, signed, committed, whatever term you want to use with UVA. Ryan Odom made it was like, you know, we are ready to announce him to the world like they're in a new relationship or something. So he's signed. He's committed to UVA. He's coming. They still got to work out the NCAA eligibility, though. He's still working out some visa things, which has kind of impacted all international recruits coming over. But he's a big deal. And a lot of people were like, oh, this would be the cherry on top for the UVA roster. And, you know, Ryan Odom's like, we wanted to be in a place where, you know, we had a good roster without him. It's a little bit more than a cherry on top, though. Like, this is a real piece. This is a guy that could come in, be maybe your second best player, if not one in your top three. You know, he's a guy that's played in the Spanish league, which is the best professional league in the world outside the NBA. So he's really had some good competitive experience, and he's shown well in international tournaments with the Belgian national team. So Tester Ritter he's a real prospect. It's 6'8", can dribble, shoot, play defense. He's got some good size to him. So I expect him to be the starting four this year and a really good player for Virginia.
One of the most interesting players I'm looking forward to checking out for UVA this season is Chance Mallory. Is he legit? Like, is he going to be along the lines of all these famous point guards that have played at UVA?
You couldn't ask about a better player because I've known Chance since he was in eighth grade, and this kid was 4 foot nothing in eighth grade playing on the varsity basketball team at St. Anne's Belfield up in Charlottesville. And let me tell you, I mean, he's grown. He's bigger now. I think they officially list him at 5'9", and that's probably right about where he is. Mm-hmm. But, dude, is the guy just tough and physical for a 5'9 guard? Like, he's even a little bit more built out than Kihei was, especially coming in. This guy grabbed 20 rebounds in multiple games during his high school career. He has range, you know, way out the NBA range. So, like, Kihei struggled as a shooter at first and finally kind of got there towards the end. Chance is coming in as a potential 50-40-90 guy. You know, a guy that can really shoot, has some good handles, and he's kind of tailor-made for this Ryan Odom offense that I know you're very familiar with, and he'll get up and down the court. He'll shoot from range. He's going to be a really good guy, and he's going to force himself to get on the court this year as a, you know, first-year point guard, probably behind Dallin Hall, the BYU transfer.
I'm really excited. I mean, I got to see Coach Odom work closely here at VCU. I love his staff. And I mean, I've been telling everybody I know that likes UVA hoops, you're going to be excited to see this team on the offensive side of the court. And they will be feisty on the defensive side as well. And so I've got high expectations. I can't say the same thing about UVA football. Can you get me a little juiced up? We're about 2 weeks away from ACC kickoff. We'll have Tony Elliott on the show. We'll have Coach Pry. We're praying we get Bill Belichick or his girlfriend. But give us your thoughts here for Tony Elliott. Feels like he's got to be on the hot seat, right?
Yeah, we just did our podcast last week about just kind of, you know, the 10 things you need to know going into the season. I don't think there's a coach outside of Virginia that has more pressure on them going into the season than Tony Elliott. And I say outside of Virginia because I think Brent Pry is right there with him. They've had a little bit more success in Blacksburg, but also they have a little bit higher expectation in Blacksburg. So I think those two coaches are going into the season in kind of a prove it year for both of them. Last year was a little bit of a prove it year, and Virginia took a, you know, small microscopic step up to finish at 5-7. But hey, you're still not playing in the postseason. You're still not in a bowl game. So there's a lot of pressure on this Virginia team this year, but, you know, kind of talking to coaches and players, you know, they don't really feel that pressure. You know, they feel there's a lot of excitement around the program right now because of what they are able to do in the transfer portal and with all this NIL money just all of a sudden flowing through and the revenue sharing that's going to be coming in as well. They feel really confident in what they have, and I think that starts with, you know, they're able to go out and get a quarterback in Chandler Morris, who, for my money, is one of the best, you know, transfer quarterbacks in the country coming in. I think he was ranked top 10 by a couple different sites. You know, a little bit smaller, but he's like the more mature version of what they wanted Anthony Calandria to be. But he's not going to be running around, you know, stepping out of bounds needlessly for sacks or throwing into passes you should never throw as a quarterback for interceptions. He's got a little bit of that moxie to him, but he's also got a good head on his shoulders. Plus, he's a coach's kid. I mean, he's the son of former Clemson offensive coordinator Chad Morris. So, you know, he's a good quarterback, and I think that's where the excitement starts.
Man, you're lucky UNLV is not on the schedule. I think Calandria is going to be awesome. But we've got Preston.
Look, I loved Anthony Calandria. It just, you know, there were times that he was doing stuff that, you know, a typical freshman, sophomore quarterback would be doing.
Yeah.
You're just kind of trading the unfinished version for the more polished version, Chandler Morris.
You got to hope so, because this is an important season. Writer for the Saber and host of Who's On the Podcast, Preston Willett with us here. Do you have any idea who Tony Elliott will bring with him? I think it was Tony Musket the last 2 years.
Yeah, Tony Musket the last 2 years, and by the end of the year, not the quarterback that started the majority of those games. I would imagine Chandler Morris probably be one of them. A guy that's getting a lot of publicity right now and kind of rising up is Trell Harris, the wide receiver. He's kind of one of those under the radar guys in the ACC, also really well-spoken kid. So I could see him, you know, maybe they try to get some of these offensive linemen in there. Jameer Carter's been there for a while on defense, but you know, there should be like three or four guys going down there. Trying to think, Antonio Clary, I think was he there last year, or was it Jonas Sanker there last year?
Yeah, it was Sanker. Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's a couple different guys. Cam Robinson's probably the most talented player on the team, so you like his chances too. But, yeah, I haven't heard anyone yet, but you have to – I mean, you always got to bring the quarterback, right?
Yeah. Preston, really appreciate the time, man. Thanks so much.
Yeah, absolutely. Have any time.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Here with you on a Wednesday, July 9th, just after 2:15, which means it's time to welcome in the czar, Gary Hess.
Man, how you doing?
How are you doing? You got your summer tan on.
I do. You got a little bit, too. We both had some time off. It's great.
Yeah, fun July 4th weekend, but glad to be back here in the saddle getting to work. So let's get in the car and drive.
How are the roads looking?
Time for a drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess, sports director and the voice of high school football in Richmond, Virginia.
I understand there's traffic. You need to plan for that.
Let's drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess on AWOD Radio.
And we'll start with some Major League Baseball, and I want to focus in on the NL East, and I know you want to talk about the disappointment from last night.
Well,
what an insane ending for the Phillies.
First, just let me say, Phillies bullpen falters, you know, it's just like, stop me if you've heard this before.
Right.
Phillies fans everywhere.
The sky
will tell
is
you,
blue.
It's like, exactly. It's, you know, where relief pitchers go, you know, you were effective relief pitcher. Once you come to Philadelphia, we're going to like put our juice on you and it'll, you know, mean you just melt it. This is why, you know, the Phillies lead the major leagues in starting pitcher innings per game. And there are two reasons for that. Number one, their starting pitchers are all pretty darn good. And then they want to hang on to the starting pitcher as long as possible, because once you hand it to the bullpen, it all goes to you-know-what in a handbasket. So, but last night took it to a whole nother level. Jordan Romano on the hill, who's been terrible all season long. They have a two-run lead, two on, and Patrick Bailey, the catcher, hits a three-run inside-the-park home run walk-off. Unbelievable. That's just, you know, that's even amazing for how bad the Phillies are.
Yeah, and it was a true inside-the-park home run. Like, it was not a fielding error at all.
No. It just hit the wall in a funny way and bounced away. It's just one of those fluke things. But I'll tell you, the thing of it is this is a glaring issue on a team that otherwise is among the favorites to win the World Series. Their starting pitching's phenomenal. They're, you know, they have a great lineup. They know how to field the ball. They do everything well except the bullpen. And, you know, it's like, well, they're going to fix it at the trade deadline. Well, that all sounds well and good, but usually people who come in from other teams who are very effective who come to Philadelphia stop being good. So I don't know what's going to happen.
Well, that was the first walk-off inside-the-park home run since 2016. And with that loss, the Mets and Phillies are now tied atop of the NL East. And in the cellar is the Washington Nationals. And you saw what unfolded over the weekend. Mike Rizzo out. Davey Martinez out. That one didn't shock me. The Rizzo one did. But I think my take is that signals their rebuild failed.
I think, and what's really amazing about that is the Juan Soto trade was jackpot. It was great. But, you know, what I look back at the inaction of the Nationals this past offseason.
Yeah.
They showed signs of life, and, you know, they brought the low guy in to play first base but they could have, especially in the pitching department. They didn't bring anybody in of note, and you know, you got a couple of, you know, guys. There's a lot of cause for optimism around the organization. But I will say this. I think Rizzo needed to go. I understand the change in the manager, but he can only do with the players that he's given. I think the problem, you have to identify the ownership's unwillingness to spend money.
Right, because the guys that they got back from the Soto trade and some of these younger guys, man, if they had a Kyle Schwarber next to them in the lineup,
right? If you spent on a veteran bat that was not named Josh Bell, I think this would have been a lot different. But you were nailed it on the pitching.
Yeah, it's a veteran bat would have been great, but that's all well and good. But you know, the starting pitching is just plain and simple not good enough to compete.
They have one guy that deserves to be in the majors,
right? Mackenzie Gore. And you know, and other guys are peripheral. You know, problem is their second and third starters are borderline fifth starters, long relievers.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Maybe they're good enough to be in the majors, but they're not good enough to be a number two starter.
No,
and so that is, you know, and they, you know, they needed to fix that during the offseason, and there were some opportunities to do that. And you know, it's the same problem the Orioles did. The Orioles, you know, lost Corbin Burnes to free agency, and they didn't, you know, address the pitching. And you know, and they've dug a hole they're not going to be able to dig out of over in the American League East. Yeah, but the Nationals need to. They're going to have to turn the page. They've signaled that's what they're doing, and we'll see. But they got to. You know, these young guys have come along. I think Robert Hassell. I think at this point you need to give him a chance to see what he can do.
Yeah.
But I mean, James Wood, Dylan Cruz, Mackenzie Gore,
CJ Abrams.
I mean, these guys are showing their stuff, are showing what they're made of, showing that they're capable. James Wood's going to be a superstar, and you know they're able to compete and do that. But you know those guys alone aren't going to do it. You got to bring in some people. You got to spend money to win in Major League Baseball. That's just. You know, the Moneyball thing, they made a movie out of it because it was unique. And
yeah.
So that's a formula that doesn't work on the regular anymore. So the Nats are going to have to come up the payroll a little bit, especially in a division with the Phillies and the Mets who have no intention of going backwards.
But you're right. Ownership needs to decide if they're going to treat this like a minor league club or a major league club. Are they going to treat it like we're playing in Tampa Bay, like we're playing in Cincinnati, or in the nation's capital, and they will have the number one overall pick this Sunday, and they've got some serious talents on the roster. They're going to have to spend to get a good general manager. They're going to have to spend to get a good manager now, and I don't want this whole thing of, you know, hiring from within or giving the interim guy an opportunity, but here's my big thing. You had a generational player in Bryce Harper. You had a generational player in Juan Soto. You cannot let James Wood go. Like, I will probably stop watching the games forever if they let a third generational player go in 10 years.
Right. And, you know, they got nothing for Bryce Harper. They let him walk in free agency.
Yeah.
You know, say what you want about Juan Soto. The return they got for Juan Soto was really, really good. So, you know, those two things are different. You can't let him walk. But you're right. Eventually, you're going to have to pay one of these guys. Because, I mean, you look... You know, the Phillies, you know, paid that kind of money for Harper. They paid that kind of money for Trey Turner. You know, they've brought in top shelf pitching. They're paying some other guys. And the Mets, look at the Mets, paid that big money to Juan Soto. They're, you know, these teams that aren't afraid to spend money aren't going to go backwards. And, you know, the Dodgers have, you know, they're the ultimate example. You know, they've got to keep some guys healthy. But, I mean, the Dodgers lineup is ridiculous. And so, you know, we'll see. The Nationals... you know, are going to have to, do they have to spend the kind of money the Dodgers and the Phillies and the Mets are spending? No, they don't. But they got to spend more than they're spending now, and they need to spend it correctly.
We'll be heading to Charlotte, North Carolina in less than 2 weeks for the ACC kickoff, previewing the upcoming ACC football season. I read an article that Media Day bends the knee for no one, even Bill Belichick. He will have to be there, you know, doing the roundtable discussions with ACC panel. He'll have to sit down with a local broadcast from North Carolina, and then we'll be there to cover Virginia Tech and UVA. And for the first time, my time going there, both coaches are absolutely on the hot seat.
I think you're right about that. I think, you know, the Hokie, I mean, both fan bases are you know, tired of what they've seen. I think Tony Elliott got a pass because of the tragedy a few years ago, but enough time has passed where UVA has got – I think UVA, you know, really needs to show improvement this year. I don't think there's any doubt about that. And the Hokies need to show something, that's for sure also. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. I think both coaches are on the hot seat. I think it's been a fair amount of time since both programs were good. And, you know, Virginia Tech, they can't play UVA every week. So they've got to find a way to win some big ball games. So, yeah, it's going to be a fascinating year to see how it unfolds and what the ACC is going to look like, you know, in terms of, you know, the from the top down.
Right. I think Clemson will be at the top. SMU might be at the top again, too.
I think, to me, you know, a couple of storylines. Can Florida State bounce back from abysmal, what was just awful last year? Can they bounce back and be a contending type of team? And then I think the other storyline you mentioned, Bill Belichick, is what are the Tar Heels going to look like under Bill Belichick? Outside of the Commonwealth, those are the, I think Clemson is going to be, Clemson with the retention that they have and having Cade Klubnik back, and Clemson is clearly the team to beat. And I agree with you about SMU. Everything they do, you know, is positioning themselves to be at the top of the league. But Florida State and North Carolina outside of the Commonwealth are the teams to watch in terms of storylines.
One more.
And then, yeah, do tell.
The number one overall pick is gone. What does Miami do now?
Right. Yeah, the U.
I mean, they're always going to bring big fan base.
Yeah, what is the U going to do? And then the other story I'll
for
say
you.
Is right. Who else is going to emerge as a, you know, SMU kind of surprised everybody last year. Who's SMU this year? Mm-hmm. And so... yeah, excited to see what, say, you know, that the media days are going on this week in the Big 12.
Yep.
And so you're starting to hear from people and, you know, preseason polls. And so that, you know, the Big 10 and the SEC will take their turns and blink your eyes and the teams will be in camp. It's crazy, but football's upon us.
Absolutely. And speaking of football, Football Fest 3 coming back to River City, roll August 16th, about a month and a week away from today, August 16th, 6 to 10 p.m., prime time, under the lights at River City Roll. Join us for a full football season preview show, all things NFL, a fantasy football segment, college, and Gary for high school sports.
Yeah, you know, Coach Chris and I are very excited about another season, starting to get a feel for who's moved where. You know, I've gotten a feel for who the coaching changes that have happened, what's the preseason top 10 going to look like, lining up coaches to be in our coaches poll, you know, some of that setup work that we do in July and August to get ready for that last week in August when the season gets rolling. And I can't believe it's almost upon us. I'm glad I got one more vacation to go before I get in full-on football mode.
So. Well, I'm looking forward to having you and Gary join me on stage August 16th for Football Festival.
It's a great event that has been put together, and I can't wait to see how it's going to be tweaked for this year. It's going to be great, and moving into prime time is a nice change.
Gary, I saved an announcement for you. I wanted to hear your reaction. You know, I've been trying to build it up every year. You're our high school guy, our college insiders from all the local universities. Representing the Commanders this year will be Tim Hightower and Fred Smoot making his return once again.
Fred Smoot!
Yes.
And Tim Hightower. Wow.
Pretty big names there.
Yeah, and Tim Hightower was a Richmond Spider, too.
Yes,
yeah.
He was, and he's still working with the team, I believe, as like a player development kind of role there. And I just have always loved Fred Smoot. He is the mouth of the South.
I was just going to say, Fred Smoot was one of those go-to guys in the locker room for sound bites.
Yeah, right.
He was, you know, every locker room has two or three go-to guys for sound bites, and Smoot was always that guy. I'll tell you, when he played in Blacksburg, Highland Springs coach Lauren Johnson was one of those guys.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, he didn't say outlandish things, but he liked to talk.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I can
I'm
tell
excited
you,
to see what his team's going to do.
Yeah. Excited to see, you know, Verona Highland Springs. You know, I have a feeling the poll, when we get to the preseason poll, is going to look like a gathering of the usual suspects, but we'll see.
That's Gary Hess.
Yeah,
I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on The Fan.
Let's drive down Richmond Highway with Gary Hess on AWOD Radio.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the Washington Commanders. You can hear every game here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, we got the most Commanders coverage in town, and we'll be live from training camp in just 2 weeks. Got the Junkies Monday through Friday from 6 to 10. MP on the mic. I'm 12 to 3, AWOD Radio. Before we hand it off to Grant and Danny, and I'm very excited to announce the Washington Commanders will be returning to Football Festival of River City Roll on August 16th, and they are going to bless us with not just one, but two alumni this year, sending Tim Hightower, who represents the Washington Commanders, played for the Richmond Spiders, and the Mouth of the South, Fred Smoot, back to Football Festival, Football Fest 3 at River City Roll in Scott's Edition, August 16th, 2025, under the lights, Football Fest 3 prime time from 6 to 10 p.m. We will have a full high school football season preview show with Gary and Gary. All things college, ODU, UVA, Virginia Tech, JMU, Randolph-Macon, Spiders. I'm sure I'm missing some others locally that will be represented. And a full NFL season preview show with myself, Michael Phillips. And we'll bring in our special guest, Tim Hightower. Pride of the Richmond Spiders from the DMV, got to play for the Washington Redskins, was more of a star certainly for the Arizona Cardinals, and one of my favorite corners. You guys know we love to have him on the show because nobody speaks better about the Commanders than our guy Fred Smoot. And I am so excited to get him back to Football Festival. Last year, I had so many people reach out to me, talk about how nice Fred was, how many photos he took with them, told stories of what it was like playing for this team when they had Sean Taylor, one of his best friends at the time, when they played here, when they had Santana Moss, Clinton Portis. And so, I personally think that's a home run. Two special guests right there, Fred Smoot and Tim Hightower, coming for Football Fest 3. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Joining us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, it's our buddy Chase Hughes. What's going on, Chase?
Well, first of all, you're getting me excited for football season. I didn't realize it was 2 weeks away to training camp. And how about those jerseys they released today, man? I might have to get one.
Dude, it reminds me of Chris Cooley. It reminds me of Brian Mitchell. It reminds me of the amazing success that this team had in the 80s and 90s before I was even born. And so I thought the uniform release was awesome. But, Chase, I got to tell you this. I have convinced my intern for the summer to put some money on the Washington Wizards to win the Summer League. We are talking about potential Summer League champs. We love this roster. Give us your thoughts on it, man.
Well, betting on the Summer League is borderline, like, call the hotline behavior. but it's funny you say that. I did get an email today, and they're third in betting odds to win the championship in the Summer League.
How about that?
You know, they have a team that is much more loaded with recent draft picks than most, and especially for them, it's been unusual for them to have their rookies come back and play in a second summer league. It's a new philosophy for the new front office. So not only do you have their rookie class, you have all the guys who played in the NBA last year, guys who were good like Bub Carrington. So they do have a chance to have a very good summer league team.
Absolutely. Can you tell us more about that history of not having a first round pick go back to summer league the next year? Because it just feels like a no-brainer that the new front office has implemented.
Yeah, so it is a very different philosophy. The previous front office would not send guys out for a second summer league, even when it seemed like they could use it. Like Corey Kispert, I thought he was impressive as a rookie. I think he probably should have played a second summer league. He did not. So the new front office is a bunch of guys who came over from the Oklahoma City Thunder, who, by the way, just won the championship. And that has been their philosophy for a long time. You can go back and look up Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden. Those guys played multiple years in the summer league. And the whole idea they have at Oklahoma City is those guys did it. So if you're a young player, what's your excuse?
Yeah.
So they have that in their back pocket now. If they draft a player who's like, I don't know, I don't want to go back to Vegas, I played in the summer league last year, they're like, Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook did it. Get back out there.
Yeah, it's a perfect example. It's a great story. And to be honest with you, it's like one of those things where it's like, all right, you played Summer League. Well, why don't you come back and dominate Summer League? I'm very excited to see the three guys from last year, Keyshawn George, Bub Carrington, and Alex Saar, how they can play against what's not going to be the same level competition they just played 82 games against.
100%. I think it's valuable for a lot of different reasons. It's game experience, but you get to be much higher on the scouting report in terms of the offense. You get to have larger roles on both ends of the floor. you know, you can experiment a little bit with the roles of young players. And I think that's why the Thunder have always valued the Summer League. And they've brought guys back even when it seemed like they had no business playing in the Summer League. And like 2-3 years ago, the most talented Summer League teams I've seen were the Oklahoma City Thunder. And look what just happened. They just won a title. So, you know, just take, like, for instance, Alex Saar. He struggled in the Summer League last year. Well, this gives him an opportunity to go build some confidence because he can sort of, quote-unquote, beat that level. You know, he can go back to Summer League, play much better than he did last summer, and draw some confidence from it. And you have all these young guys who can continue to build chemistry with each other. They can build chemistry with the new guys in the system. So I personally see a lot of value for the Summer League, and I'm glad that the Wizards see it the same way.
Yeah, and part of the reason that I placed this bet, you're right, I do need to call a helpline. Or if you don't want to call a helpline, just sign up ESPN Bet, promo code AWOD. But the reason I placed that bet was to give myself a serious sweat and a reason to watch every single game and every minute, because I don't think the regular season this year is going to be that exciting. As we all know, they kind of want to keep that pick, which is only protected if they have a bottom eight pick. And so I think if you're a Wizards fan, Summer League is going to be more exciting maybe than the regular season.
Well, it's going to be a good representation of what the regular season will be in terms of their rotation. So there's also that. Like, when you watch them on Friday night, it's going to be on Monumental Sports Network, tip-off is at 9 p.m. Their starting backcourt is going to be Bub Carrington and Trey Johnson III, two lottery picks from the last 2 years. That could be not only their backcourt this coming season in the starting lineup, but for many years to come. Like, we all remember John Wall and Bradley Beal. Gilbert Arenas and Larry Hughes. Like, this could be the backcourt that leads them into a new era. Alex Saar, Keyshawn George, you know, Will Riley, a lot of the recent draft picks they've made, these guys are going to play big minutes this coming season. So the majority of their rotation, not only this coming season, but in the years ahead, could be on the floor in Las Vegas. And they are, even though they are still fairly early in their rebuild, they're deep enough and they've made enough draft picks that, like, if this thing works and they are contending for the playoffs or more than that 2-3 years from now, the core of that team is very likely to be the core of their Summer League team this year.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with you. Chase Hughes with us on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. Do you know what will be your duties when they head out to Vegas? Will you be involved in any of the broadcasts?
Yeah, so I'll be writing from Vegas, but also we're going to be doing a live stream tomorrow at 5 p.m. Eastern, monumentalsportsnetwork.com and the Monumental Plus app. We're going to be previewing the Summer League. So a little bit of writing, a little bit of video, you know, watching Cooper Flagg, watching Bronny James. So I'll have my hands full for sure.
Looking forward to it. So Bub Carrington, I saw a video, changed his number to 7. Feels like him and Trey Johnson are like BFFs already. I mean, I'm obsessed with all this content of those guys like interviewing each other. What's it been like to see kind of their relationship blossom in just a short time?
Yeah, I mean, it seems like they're best friends already, like stepbrothers. Did we just become best friends? Like, they get along great. They're both lottery picks, as I mentioned, but they're the same age. You know, Bub was he was really young coming out of high school and then college. He was 18 when he was drafted, so they're both 19. They're both about the same height. They both have good senses of humor. You might mistake them for each other across like a big gym because they kind of have similar hairstyles too, and they're like the exact same height. But yeah, they're goofing around, and you know, the head coach JJ Hardy said they're getting along really, really well. So I just think that's a good start for their relationship because, again, these guys could be the starting point guard and shooting guard for the Wizards for the next decade.
Yeah.
So, you know, you certainly hope they build some chemistry on the court, which will begin Friday night when they play their first Summer League game. But the first step is try to get to know each other, build some chemistry off the court. And so far, it looks like that process is going great.
Chase Hughes at Chase DC Sports on Twitter. Before I let you go, you know, the offseason started. I kept hearing the name. Cam Whitmore will be on the move. And he ends up in Washington. How about that savvy move by the front office?
Yeah, for 2 second-round picks, this is a guy that 2 years ago, everyone thought was going to be a top-5 pick. I mean, just watch him play at Villanova, super athletic, can shoot, really aggressive. It's like, that is a top-5 pick. He fell unexpectedly on draft night. There were some rumors about his medicals and stuff like that. Went to Houston. There was a log jam. But produced really well when he did play, averaged about 11 points in only 18 minutes, put up a lot of points in a short period of time. So it just looks like a classic guy who's shown some promise at the NBA level. and is worthy of a bigger opportunity. They couldn't give it to him in Houston, so he comes to Washington, his hometown team. He grew up going to Wizards games, so it should be a great story both on and off the court.
Always appreciate you taking the time, Chase. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
And you are invited to Football Fest if you want to come down. Absolutely,
I might
you
have
are
to
invited.
Make it down there. Yeah, I mean, the Richmond, they got the Vail, they got a lot going for it, so I might have to make a trip.
Absolutely. That's Chase Hughes. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. So we are always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. Download it today for free anywhere you get your apps at, because it gives you the ability to rewind, pause the show, run some errands, then pick up right where you left off. Some of the topics we've discussed: the new Commanders uniforms. I love it. Like it, love it, gotta have more of it, right? Isn't that what they say at Coldstone? I love it. Talk about NCAA expansion, and I did just read this online from Sports Illustrated. They believe in the next 48 hours, The committee will decide whether or not the NCAA basketball tournament will expand. I say do it. Do it, do it, do it. Don't let anybody say 68's the perfect number. It's not the perfect number. It's literally not even a prime number. I mean, come on now. Like, something about 8 times 8 equals 64.
None of them. None of the options are ever going to be a prime number.
No, but 96 is my answer because, like, Biff doesn't look like he's into the math here. But look,
I'm
64,
right now.
All right? You vision a 64-team bracket, 64. All right? And then above that is your first four, right?
Yeah.
But instead of a first four, it's a first 64. Okay?
Whoa.
And so below that, instead of a 64-team bracket, is 32 with 32 open spots. Okay? So it's a 32-team bracket with 32 open spots and a 64-team play-in. What's going to happen when there's a 64-team play-in tournament?
I like it.
It's going to get back to 32.
Yeah.
And then you slide those 32 teams in, and you have your beautiful 64-team bracket. You've expanded the field to 96 to give people an opportunity. And look, if you're going to make it in the tournament, that it's up to you whether or not you win or not, right? But making it in is everything for these universities. And then, you know, you need a couple balls to bounce your way to have some luck and stuff like that. But just, I don't think the casual fan understands the financial implications of just hearing your name called on Selection Sunday.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah. It's huge. For High Point, it was huge.
Right.
It does something different to it. Like, we wouldn't have got, we lost our coach, we lost all of our players, and we just got a whole new roster. And right. we wouldn't, I
because
promise
the name
you,
got yeah, called.
I promise you that would not have
That's
happened.
That's everything. And at sometimes it's not even mean much more to win a tournament game. Right? It means more if you win two.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden you're into the Sweet 16. That's massive. But like making it into the tournament versus a team that loses in the round of 32, not that much of a difference.
No, not at all.
It's all about getting into the tournament.
That's why I love mid-majors.
Yeah. And then to me, it is the greatest feeling in sports. It might be even better than the Super Bowl because I've never felt that in my life. So I don't know. But when you win like Friday, Sunday, or Thursday, Saturday, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're just chill. You're walking around like, dude, my team's in the Sweet 16.
I'm that guy.
Right. it's the greatest feeling because you get to celebrate for the next 4 days. It's so much fun. It reminded me of when the Commanders beat the Lions. And then all week long, it was a party.
Oh, it
doesn't
great.
Matter. We got destroyed by
great.
The Eagles, and Saquon ended our hope in one play. That whole week was the greatest week of my life. It was just fantastic. So we've been listening to AWOD on the Fan. You guys know we like to close the show by highlighting the biggest sporting event of the night here on Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this game. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Gang day.
So my kickball game just got canceled, so I might take a look at the new season of Quarterback, season 2.
I just watched the first episode.
You did? So yeah. Stubb has pulled a couple of clips that he thinks have been trending on social media. What is the first clip that you want to play for us, Stubb? Because how many episodes are out? Do you know?
Eight.
Oh, so the whole season's out.
Yeah.
The whole season's out. All right. So what do you want to play for us?
Well, we're going to do Dan Campbell because Dan Campbell gets me hype.
He
and
does.
It reminds
does.
Me of Dan Quinn.
And
this is
about Jared Goff. It's Jared
this
Goff.
This is hyping up the whole team.
Kirk Cousins and Joe Burrow are the three quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you how this is going to go down. Offense, we are going to put everything on your okay? I'm just telling you right now. You got to show up. You got to show up in a big way. The way we play ball, we're going. We're going four downs all the way up and down this field. As long as it's not fourth play, you understand. We're going. And we will just march down this field, and it's going to be so glorious, gentlemen.
This will be one you're never going to forget.
Right,
you know what I mean?
Go.
That's funny.
Just have hey, a
but
the
I think
time.
There is something to that mentality that we had in D.C. also of,
yeah.
Unless it's fourth and bleeping 20, we're going for it. Jaden, don't walk to the sideline. You're staying on the field and throwing the ball to Zach Ertz, baby.
Why would you not want to play for a guy like that?
Dude, I know. Dan Campbell gets me hype.
Yeah. Wow. Woof.
Let's go play right now.
He's going to need to hire some decent coordinators, but man, in terms of leader of men, I'm ready to run through a wall for that dude. Quarterback season 2 out on Netflix today. Grant Paulson, Danny Ruye drive you home here on Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.